The Central Economic Work Conference had a couple of highlights. One of them is a new term in Chinese. We called it 先立后破, which literally means we fix it and then break it. How do you interpret these new terms?
It is a new term. Normally, in Chinese, we say, you know, we break it first and then fix it, right? So, you know, we break the existing model first, and then we'll fix it and then rejig it. So, you know, this time around, you know, we're talking about, you know, steady the ship first and then develop. So I think stability is the key. I think the management is trying to keep a stable, steady domestic environment for the economic re-engineering process.
How important is this year's Central Economic Work Conference? Have you seen any progress made from the conference?
This year, we're seeing new messages coming out of this meeting. For example, you know, we're going to use new technology development to develop new types of productivity and to propel economic growth going forward. And back then, I think, you know, last year, for example, you know, we are emphasizing on boosting domestic demand to help the economy to recover. But I think going forward, you know, that is still important, you know, because that is also being discussed in the conference as well. But the role of technological development is becoming increasingly more important. So this, I think, is the first time that, you know, we're putting science and technology development, you know, in the center of economic growth model going forward.
What do you think is the dominant trend for the overall economic growth in China this year?
The Chinese economy is going into a new phase. It's trying to switch away from a growth model that is driven by property investment growth and going into a high-tech manufacturing driven growth. Property sector is important, but it shouldn't be one and only sector that matters to the Chinese economy. And also, you know, in a new environment where rivalry between countries is starting to heating up in terms of, you know, who, you know, gets to take the lead or even dominate the tech sector, that is probably the crucial success, the crucial battle that, you know, China has to win. Obviously, this year we've seen some initial attempts and end results already. You know, the GDP coming from the property sector in terms of percentage has decreased substantially. While at the same time, investment in other areas and also some new and emerging industries are developing substantially faster than the traditional industries. I would say that, you know, this year, you know, people are starting to see and feel the change of the development model. I'm just hoping that, you know, going forward, you know, more and more people will come around to this camp and, you know, see property as part of the sort of a part of the necessary, the consumer discretionary sector that is helping, you know, consumption, while, you know, the investment that used to be set aside invested in the property sector, you know, will be being used to develop the high-tech sector and the manufacturing sector of the Chinese economy.
Will this trend, which you refer to as a restructuring process, continue in the year to come? Will we be able to see some effects from the change?
As time goes by, you're seeing the embryo of the new development structure clearer and clearer, while the old development model is sort of receding into the background. And I think that it's probably more likely that we're going to see an experience in the next couple of years. And China is developing a very substantial comparative advantage relative to the other nations. You know, for example, the EV sectors. Right? So China now is the largest EV exporter of the world, et cetera, so things are gradually changing, you know, and it's an emerging process that we need to manage well. But obviously, you know, we are feeling more and more palpable, you know, the change that is coming our way. Now we are at about 300% to GDP debt to leverage ratio, and that has to be changed. I think this year, you know, we're probably going to see, for example, you know, restructuring of local government debt, also more assistance for real estate developers who may have short-term cash flow problems. There are many things to do, but one has to keep in mind that solving the real estate challenge and also solving the local government bond issues, it's a long-term issue. We probably took more than a decade to get to where we are now, and probably take, at least a couple of years to clean it up.